Jordan Mason's name did not appear in this week's reporting, not in the coverage of the two joint practices with Baltimore, and not in Saturday's 13-3 loss to the Ravens, a game Minnesota played without most of its established players, both staffs resting them after the joint sessions, per Adam Patrick at the Viking Age. No injury was attached to the absence anywhere we looked. The two ballots we said would decide this backfield, the first team early down split, and the goal line series, require the first team to be on the field, and it wasn't. The backfield reporting that did exist went to the rookie. Demond Claiborne fumbled in Wednesday's joint practice, answered with a 2-minute touchdown run Thursday, per Rob Clyfield and Craig Peters at the team's website, and then handled 9 touches for 25 yards without a fumble on Saturday, per Patrick. None of that takes anything from Mason directly. Claiborne's touches came against backups and in drill settings. But in a committee that refuses to declare itself, the third back is the only one adding pages to his file. Mason remains what our June preview called the frontrunner nobody will name, last season's leading rusher in a committee where Aaron Jones re-signed, Claiborne cost a trade-up, and no one has assigned the goal line work, and a rest week adds nothing to that file. Watch next the first team backfield snaps if the starters play in the preseason finale, early downs and any goal line series are the whole question, and how many backs Minnesota carries through cut down on Sunday, August 30th. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFLverse.